The will of the Father was fulfilled in Jesus. John chapter 17, 1-5. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him to have power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Matthew chapter 26, 36-46. Then Jesus went with the disciples unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit here, while I go and pray yonder. And Jesus took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then Jesus said unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. And Jesus went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless not as I will, but as you will. And Jesus came unto the disciples, and found them asleep, and said unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done. And Jesus came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And Jesus left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then Jesus came to his disciples, and said unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me. John chapter 19, 28-30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Luke chapter 23, 44-49. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances, and the women who followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. John chapter 20, 17. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God.